Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Livewire's Buy Hold Sell. I'm Ali Selby, and today we will be discussing three innovative stocks ready for takeoff. Plus, we've asked our fundies to bring along one underappreciated stock that is light years ahead of its competition. I'm joined by Heath Beneke from Holon and Michael Frazis from Frazis Capital Partners. First up, we have Bilibili, which is kind of like a mix between TikTok and YouTube. It's a Chinese video sharing website. Heath, I'll start on you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
For us as a buy, Ali, we got it in the portfolio. You know, the young ones are really gravitating this in China. A couple hundred million users active on the platform. Hell of a lot of engagement. You look at their engagement stats, it's through the roof. Unbelievable at 83 minutes a day on average. And we see that actually there's a very, very big market opportunity for them to compound at very hefty rates in terms of 25 to 30% in terms of the underlying user growth over the next probably 2 to 3 years, and then start to monetize that. So we should start to see them move into significant profitability.
Over to you, Michael. As Heath mentioned there, it hasn't been able to turn a profit yet, but its share price rose around 70% over the past year. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, it's a hold for us. It's a fascinating company, clearly winning on engagement. There's two things that worry us. The first thing is that it is losing money. And the second thing is that the political regime in China is targeting those kind of user engagement, and trying to figure out how they can stop children spending so much time glued to their screens. So I do worry that Bilibili is in the wrong place, the wrong time with respect to the next set of regulations that come around governing that kind of thing. So that's why it's a hold and not a buy for us.
Staying on you, Michael, next we have Galaxy Digital. It's a cryptocurrency-focused financial services firm. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
This is a definite buy for us. What Mike Novogratz, the kind of founder, is trying to build is a full-service investment bank. So they'll do capital markets, you know, prime brokerage, deal with institutional clients, advisory, and also venture capital. And I think, again, it's a market leader, so they'll be able to track the best investment opportunities, the best talent, and have the best growth trajectory as well. So definite buy.
It has had a fantastic growth trajectory. Its share price has lifted around 470% over the past 12 months. Heath, over to you. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, Mike Novogratz, who's the leader here and founder, is being very, very instrumental and leading the charge on institutionalizing crypto. He's in a great position. Well, for us, it's kind of in the smaller end because the average market cap of what we look at is very large, $2.5 billion. If I was looking down there, it would be a buy. Like, absolutely. He's actually right across the spectrum when it comes to providing, and you can think of it as the Goldman's for crypto in many ways with what he's actually looking to achieve over time. So I think he's got a great reputation, and he's attracting the right people to execute on a very, very large vision.
Next up, we have Walt Disney. Its share price has risen around 40% over the past year and about 107% since the lows last year. But then again, who hasn't been streaming? Staying on you, Heath, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
For me, this is a sell. I'm not like I tend to have a preference for businesses that are quite focused. And of course, Walt Disney's got a foot in one camp and a foot in the other. They've done really well with the streaming. But for us, it would be, it's not one that's not really of interest.
Over to you, Michael. It's got a forward PE of around 72 times and a market cap of $324 billion. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
It's a hold for us because there's things we like and there's things we don't. I mean, the things we like is it's a recovery play going into recovery, which is excellent. And we used to like the streaming, but now it's very clear that streaming is quite saturated in the United States. So the combination of those two things, kind of slowing down the streaming market, where they're going to be investing a lot of money and sinking a lot of cash, and then a one-off recovery. For us, it's interesting, but not as compelling as it was, you know, say a year ago, when streaming was growing much faster. So it's a hold.
Okay, Michael, I'm absolutely chomping at the bit for what your next answer is. We've asked you to bring along an innovative company that has been undervalued by the market. What is your company for us today?
The company I'm bringing is Open Doors. This is a US company that basically buys houses at a small discount to what they calculate using AI and algorithms, the fair value to be. And the reason that's compelling is because selling a house is a pain in the neck. There's multiple, in the US, there's buyer's agents and selling agents, all kinds of commissions. Open Door will give you your money within a week with one inspection. So make the thing so much faster and easier. And again, we don't have opinions on these things. We look for traction, and it's growing extremely fast. And if you think about it, there's only a few sectors that were resistant to e-commerce. They're kind of autos, luxury fashion, really high-end luxury fashion, and real estate. And both of those first two have cracked, you know, Carvana in autos, Setar and Farfetch in luxury fashion. And we think Opendoor will do the best and is doing the best in trying to bring that internet revolution to the real estate space. So that's why we're excited about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Heath, over to you, your time in the hot seat. What innovative company have you brought for us today?
Yeah, Ali, the innovative company is Roku, which is really providing the operating system for the world to digitize TV. So think of it as like the Microsoft operating system, what they did. You think of a very analogy like that. And they're kind of like Netflix like 5 years ago and that, and starting to roll that out globally. And it's very clear in the last 12 to 18 months or so, it's about to consolidate, is that platform, people recognizing the position they're actually in. And particularly also post-COVID too, where I think a lot of advertisers really starting to understand the benefit of shifting from analog to digital TV. So we've got to find that. We think they've got a very big future ahead of them. And again, this is a company, it's taken like 18 years to build, but they're right at that tipping point where you're going to start roll out the plan globally.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Michael and Heath. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, why not give it a like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.